Amen. Good morning, Bride. Palakpakan natin ang ating Panginoon. Amen. Salamat sa ulit. Isang pagkakataon na tayo ay muli ay katipon-tipon. Amen. Saan po na ito yung kalooban ng Panginoon sa atin. Ang muli tayong magpuri. Amen. Palakpakan natin ang ating Panginoon at ay hindi pa saga tayo umawis sa ating deep song. Amen. Victory in Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory and glory na din ang pupuso sa ating Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah, ang inaasap ng mga nobya. Amen. Bago ibalik sa ating mahal na pastor, awitin natin ang sabihin, turn your eyes upon Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, ano man ang mangyari sa mundo, ano man ang problema ang pagdaanan natin. Amen. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, awitin natin ang puso sa ating Panginoon sa hapon na ito. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
The darkness.
believe, hallelujah. Amen. There is a, you know, a blessing, amen, sa atin. That is spiritual blessing, hallelujah. And we're so thankful, amen, for the presence of our dear brother, Pastor Nate Moore, and Brother Doug, and okay, we go to a short testimony. If you have a short testimony or song of ring, hallelujah, ay sige, bigyan natin ng time. Kung meron kayong gusto ng song offering sa Lord, okay, it's okay. Testimony, okay, sige, let's call on Sister Lucy. Siya ang testify sa Lord. Pwede ba yung nandito sa likod? Please, come forward. Malamig dito, malamig. Okay, it's okay. All right. Okay. Go ahead.
Praise the Lord. God is good.
Yes, He is.
Amen.
He's not only good, He's the best. Yeah. Praise the Lord. And I'm so thankful that God sent an angel from overseas. You know, angels are messenger from overseas. Just to meet the need of His bride here.
Amen.
And when me and Sister Clarice are talking, He's chatting me. Her prayer, he told me, her prayer is for you to be a blessing. And you really are. Yeah, you really are. And me also, I'm so blessed and so thankful and appreciate everything. And I'm sure Brother Yap appreciates it more. And the Lord is so good.
Yes, yeah. He is.
I'm really blessed with the life. Not only the Word, but the life.
Amen.
The manifested Word.
Amen.
At, nung nandun kami, when we were there at Fairborn, I was so blessed with Brother Nate. How he respect Pastor Childers. He respect Pastor Childers so much. That's why the Lord blessed his ministry and he became a blessing to many. Know how he blessed? Pastor Childers sitting in front and he had a mic of his own. Anytime you want to speak on something, he can speak on something.
All right.
That's the respect that Brother Nate gave to Pastor Childers, and I'm so blessed with that life. And when we were visited Pastor Childers in his house, can you imagine? I was so blessed with Pastor Childers' life. Because, alam niyo si Pastor Childers, pag pumunta dito, when Pastor Childers visited the Philippines, he really so generous, helping so many people. Mm-hmm. And at a young age, when we were there at Pastor Childers' house, He told us so many stories, starting from his young age, how he started working at his young age, and until his old man, he's still working. Can you imagine? His old man is still working. Masayang masipag. And his business is in real estate. Marami siyang bahay. Ah. He owns so many houses and properties. But can you imagine? He preferred to live in an old house. A small and old house. And when me and Brother Yap went back to the hotel, pinag-usapan namin ni Pastor Yap, sober namang nakaka-bless si Pastor Childers. Kasi, ang dami niyang property, kasi yun yung business niya. Into real estate. And I think Brother Nate adopted that also. He's also into real estate. And I want to be into real estate. So, and I'm so blessed talaga. Kasi yung bahay ni Pastor Childers ay maliit lang. Tapos yung kwarto niya, parang napaawama ako eh, nung nakita ko. Sabi ko, din naman itong tao na to, napaka-humble, napakadami na tulungan. He helps so many people, he reaches out so many people, but he preferred to live in a small, old house. And I'm so blessed. Kaya, nung natin kami kina Pastor Childers, we had a picture, me, Brother Yap, and me and Pastor Childers, the three of us. And I'm so thankful, and Sister Clarice, the wife, was a source of comfort for me in Brother Nate. When Brother Yap promoted to glory, Sister Clarice always reaching me out. And she even told me, I have a surprise for you. Sometimes they will take a picture with Sister Belinda and send it to me. And I appreciate when we were in Fairborn, they brought us to Wright's Museum. Sister Clarice and the daughter was just only gave birth to a baby. Imagine, can you imagine? The daughter just only gave to a very baby. Then they brought us to Wright Museum. Uh-huh. Yung museum ng mga, yung unang gumawa ng airplane, pinasyal nila kami doon. And I appreciate Sister Clary so much. When I'm in sorrow and I'm grieving, she's always reaching me out. And yung picture namin ni Pastor Childers, because Sister Clary was gifted, she's an artist, she's a good painter. Sister Clary, may mga ano nga siya, mga award, Sister Clary. So I have a surprise for you. Then after a week, or more than a week, there was a parcel came to the house. And he painted Pastor Yelp. And I appreciated that so much. The picture namin ni Pastor Childers, he painted the picture of Pastor Yelp. And I'm so grateful, and thank you, Bernadette. I really appreciate. And we will give a song offering for the Lord, the women's group. Sorry. I just really appreciate.
Amen.
Thank you. bride is spotless bride, hallelujah, without spot and without wrinkles, hallelujah. Amen? God bless you. Meron ka gusto ano? Song offering ba na? Okay? Hallelujah. For a call of Pastor Nate. Meron pa? Wala na? Hallelujah. Praise God. So, okay, I believe everyone's ready. Hallelujah. Please, dito nga sa harapan. Kung okay lang ba kayo yung cell call? Yan ang picture. Okay, let's, before I call of Pastor Nate, hallelujah, let's all stand again. And let's have a short song of praise, a welcome song or a song of praise, hallelujah, for the word, hallelujah. I see the word made flesh again. Can you sing that song? Hallelujah, let's sing that song, hallelujah. I give you the preaching of the word, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we come before you this afternoon. Lord, we're so thankful for your word that you brought in this day. We're so thankful for the revealed word, not just Malachi 4, but the revealed word of Malachi 4 that's been revealed to us as individuals. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for the services that we've had this week and conversations and opportunities that we had to share in your word. And Father, as we come here this afternoon, we want to humbly lay everything aside that, Lord, you might come and walk these aisles today and you could speak to our hearts and reveal the word one more time to us, Lord. For every time your word is spoken, it's like it's fresh every day. And Lord, as we've taken the time to just move everything else aside, we ask you to come by and speak to us today. Thank you for everything. We ask these things in Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. It's good to be in the house of the Lord this afternoon. And it's a privilege to be able to come to visit your church here. And I too miss Brother Yap, but I'm glad to see that you all are moving forward in the revelation.
Amen.
And that's what he would want, and that's what I would want, and that's what Brother Brennan would want, and that is what Jesus would want.
Amen.
So it's good to be here, and it's good to have our Brother Al just opened the door for us.
Amen.
And I appreciate that, and I appreciate Brother June being willing to bring us here to give us an opportunity to speak to you on time. Now, tomorrow we're heading down to Beekle, and we'll spend a couple of days there before we go home. But it's good to be able to spend this afternoon with you. So just for a few minutes, and I don't usually, when I'm getting out, I'm trying not to preach very long. I told them in my congregation that I'm going to try to keep my messages short so that I don't wear myself out while I'm here. But I forget, and I get carried away. And I told Brother Doug that he said, remind me, and after I go for a little while, to remind me to it's time for me to stop. But he hasn't done it yet, and this is day 5, I guess. And I guess I'm on my own. And so Lord knows what he wants said. And so we want to just spend a little time in the Word this afternoon. And it's interesting because whenever you go somewhere, you never really know what you want to speak on until God starts speaking to you and lets you know what he wants you to talk about. I'm not one of those preachers who have a whole bunch of messages studied up, and then I just pick one and just preach to you. If God doesn't reveal to me what he wants said, I can't do it on my own. And most of the times, even if I pick a message, by the time God gets finished with it, it's not what I've studied anyway, because he does what he wants when he gets a hold of us. And that's the way it really should be. The bride of Jesus Christ should be flexible with the Holy Ghost so that he can use you as he wants to use you. And so as we get into the word this afternoon for a little bit, I want to go over to the book of Matthew chapter 16 and read a few verses here. It's a well-known scripture. We want to read 16 through 18. And it's something that probably you could almost read by heart. But I feel to go this way today. And so we're going to go into the word. Amen. And if you want to look at starting at verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremias, or one of the prophets. He said unto them, but whom saith ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonas, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon the rock I will build my church. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Now we ask you to come this afternoon and let it be more than just letters to us, but let it be a revelation, an understanding of what it is that you'd have for us today. We ask these things in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. If I were to title the message today, I will title this Recognizing God. And as a subtitle, A Personal Revelation. And you say, well, why would you spend time to come and talk to us about a revelation? The reason I wanted to talk about it this afternoon is because I wanted you to understand that it is a personal revelation. It's not a group revelation. It's not a church revelation. A lot of people get church revelation, and they say, well, my church believes this. And my church believes that. But really, it's not about your church. It's not about anybody else but you. And Peter was standing there with Jesus. And the problem that Jesus was having in that day was that he was trying to tell them who he was. And the church already had their own understanding or definition of who he was. And they already had drawn their own conclusion of who Jesus was. And so Jesus thought that I want to ask my disciples who I am so that I can find out if they even know who I am. I could ask this today and ask people who Christ is today in this congregation, and I may get many different answers to what the answer really should be. So that's why I thought to go back into the scriptures and look at this one passage here so that we can address it for ourselves. When Jesus was standing there, he asked them, who do men say that I am? And it always starts out that way. It starts out everybody else, what everybody else thinks, how everybody else thinks. And they all had an idea of who Jesus was as far as the world, but the world didn't know who he really was. They thought he was John the Baptist. They thought he was Elias. They thought he was one of the other prophets. But they didn't know really who he was. I could go down the street today and ask the people of the neighborhood, who do they think this church is? And they will all have an idea of what they think you are or who they think you are. Some might say they're Branhamites. Some might say they're a cult. Some might say they're a good church in the neighborhood. They may have all kind of names and all kind of explanations of who they think you are. But Peter, he was standing there, and Jesus wasn't going to worry so much about what everybody else thought. He wanted to bring it in to home. And this afternoon, as we talk to you, I don't want to worry about what your neighbor thinks. I don't even want to worry about what other message churches thinks about you. I want to know who you think that Jesus is. And Jesus narrowed it down to Peter and said, Peter, who do you say that I am? Not what everybody else thinks. And Peter told him, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus got enthused about that answer because Jesus knew that Peter could not have known who he was except God had revealed it to him. Amen. And the thing is, it's not enough just to go to church and be a part of a community church. You must be able to recognize Jesus Christ for yourself. They may not even believe it in your own church that you recognized it. Sometimes you have arguments and battles between brothers and between sisters in the local assembly. And some like some better than others. And some think this one's a good one. And some thinks this one's a better one. And we have our picks. We have our likes. Even in this church, we have our picks. And we have our likes. But you know what? It doesn't matter what anybody in this church thinks about you. You must know who Jesus Christ is for yourself. And when you come to the point where you and God are become one, it doesn't matter what anybody thinks. Oh, I have many people who have ideas of who I am. I have some think that I'm a good man. I have some think that I'm a bad man. Some think that I love God. Some think that I don't love God. But it really doesn't matter to me what they think, because it's not between me and them. It's between me and Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I had a minister ask me yesterday about, what if somebody thinks bad of him and his family, or if they think that he doesn't have his family under control? I asked him, I said, well, it doesn't matter about what anybody else thinks. It's a personal relationship between you and Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And nobody else Amen. Can make that any different. When you come to Jesus Christ and he brings the word to you and the word is revealed to you, nobody can change that.
Amen.
I don't care whether they like you or not. I don't care whether you're popular or not. I don't care whether you're the pastor's best convert or the worst. If God has revealed himself to you, Amen. It's a relationship Amen. Between you and Jesus Christ.
Amen.
When the rapture happened, it's not going to happen because the church is going in the rapture. It's going to happen because you're going in the rapture.
Amen.
When God speaks his word, it's not whether the whole church believes it. It's whether I believe it.
Amen.
When I first started going to church, I was a young man, 19 years old, and God started revealing himself to me and making himself known to me. And as a young man, the pressure from the older people in the church made me almost feel like I shouldn't say anything. I didn't have a testimony. I didn't have anything to say. But because I knew for myself that God had dealt with
Amen.
Me, it didn't matter who in that church didn't like it. I was going to testify for the Lord Jesus
Amen.
Christ because he had done something for me.
Amen.
I ended up telling a congregation, it's not in the years, but it's in the yielding.
Amen.
When you can yield yourself to God, whether you're 10, 13, 19, 40, or 80, you have something that you can give back to the body because God has revealed something to you.
Amen.
See, it's a personal revelation. And Jesus was so turned on by Peter because Peter actually knew who Jesus was. He knew and understood who Jesus really was. And he knew when nobody else knew. And Jesus knew that he had gotten that from God. And he said, flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you. Just think about your own salvation. Think about your own walk with God. You're here today, but why are you here? Are you here because you're here with your parents? Are you here because you're here with your wife or your husband? Are you here because your family's always gone to church here? Or has God personally spoken to you? See, God does speak. He does speak to you. He takes his word and he shows it to you. You sit here in the seats as a congregation, and while the preaching is going forth, God will take the words that are coming out of my mouth and he will quicken it to you.
Amen.
That's the job of the Holy Ghost. It's not here to do anything other but to take of mine, as Jesus said, and show it unto you. The job of the Holy Ghost is to reveal the word.
Amen.
People have the Holy Ghost doing all these other things. They're having healing the sick and have the Holy Ghost. Oh, the Holy Ghost has done this. Oh, the Holy Ghost has done that. But the Holy Ghost's whole purpose and his job is to reveal the word of God to you.
Amen.
And that's what it does. But we try to make everything else the evidence of God dealing with you outside of the revealed word. The revealed word is the most important thing that you could ever have happen to you in your life. whether he ever healed you. You said, I've never seen the pillar of fire. You don't have to see the pillar of fire, but you have to see Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You might say, well, I was never in Brother Branham's meetings. I was never in Brother Branham's meetings. And it's like Jesus told old doubting Thomas when he stuck his finger in his side. He said, blessed are they that don't see and yet believe.
Amen.
That's us.
Amen.
We weren't there 2,000 years ago. We weren't even there in Brother Branham's meeting. But what we are believing is the Word of God that was presented to us.
Amen.
And the thing that happened to me was that God personally revealed himself to me. What should happen to you and should have already happened to you is that God has personally revealed himself to you. And if he has revealed himself to you, nobody, nobody can tell you that he hasn't. When I was a young man, I thought to myself, and I didn't say it because I was so new to the message, but after God revealed himself to me, I looked around the church, and I told myself under my breath, because I was afraid of what the elders would say, I said to myself, I wouldn't change shoes with anybody in this church, because I don't know what's in your shoes, but I do know what's happened in my shoes.
Amen.
And when you get God like that, you're not afraid to stand up and be counted for. Because you know that God's talked to you. You know that God deals with you. He walks with you. He talks with you. He reveals himself to you. And you're sitting there with a clear understanding. And it doesn't matter whether you're young or old. When God clearly reveals his word to you, it changes your very nature, and you will never be the same.
Amen.
Amen.
It's not even a case where you can get it and lose it. Because when you get your nature changed by the revelation, God quickens himself in you, and your old nature is burnt out, gone away with. It's
Amen.
Annihilated.
Amen.
And that new nature is quickened.
Amen.
It was already alive. But it's just quickened to life.
It's
the life that's in the seed starts germinizing and coming forth and producing the life of Christ
Amen.
In you.
Amen.
And there is no other life.
Amen.
There is no other backup.
Right.
There's nowhere else for you to go. So there is no such thing as getting God and losing God and getting God and losing God. Because he comes in, he rides in by his word. So if he ever comes into you, if he ever gives you one revelation, if he ever reveals himself to you one time, that's all the God that you'll ever get on the inside.
Amen.
You say, well, I need more of this. I need more of that. You will grow in the grace and the knowledge.
Amen.
But as far as the new birth, you can't get any closer to God than having
Amen.
God living in you.
Amen.
And when the word of God is made flesh in your flesh,
Hallelujah.
You and God are one and the same.
Amen.
That's why Jesus got excited about Peter's revelation. Because Jesus knew that he was going to build his entire church on the revealed word of God.
Amen.
And all of the children of God, even down through the ages, every last child of God was going to be born again the same way.
Amen.
By the revealed word. There's not two or three different ways of a birth. There's only one, and that's the revealed word of God personally to you.
Amen.
And Jesus said, upon this rock, I'll build my church. The entire church was built on the revelation of who Jesus was. And a lot of people thought it was built on Peter. A lot of people thought it was built on Jesus. And it wasn't built on either one. It was built on the revelation. God said, I'm going to build my whole entire church on the revealed word.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
The revealed word is the only thing that the devil can't handle. The only thing that the devil can't touch. You might live good. And you might live good a long time. And then one day the devil hits you and you mess up. You have to have something more than your good living to back you up.
Amen.
You might say, well, I've learned all the quotes. I know all 1,000 books of Brother Branham. I know the Bible. I've read it from Genesis and Revelation. I've got it in my memory. I've got a good attitude about life. I'm a good person. Satan might hit your spirit realm because Brother Branham said he has access to your flesh and your spirit even after your new birth.
Amen.
So you might have a good spirit. You might be a nice person. And one day Satan can hit that. And if that's all you got, you're lost.
Right. Amen.
But if you ever get born again by the Word of God, and that Word
Amen.
Of God is quickened on your soul.
Amen.
And I'm not talking about the whole message. I'm talking about one revelation.
Amen.
If God quickens himself to you one time, then Satan is locked out and God is locked in. And there's nothing the devil can do about it. You might have problems in your flesh. You might have problems in your spirit. But you'll never again have problems in your soul.
Amen.
Because your birth was born on the revelation of the Word of God.
Amen.
People don't really know what it was. But God told Brother Branham that he built this church on it. Listen to what Brother Branham said in the rising of the sun. He said, "Blessed art thou, see, son of Jonas. Flesh and blood never revealed this to you. But my Father, which is in heaven, has revealed it. Upon this rock I'll build my church. The gates of hell cannot prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys, whatsoever you bind on earth." See, when God gives you the keys, you then have authority.
Amen.
You don't give someone keys who don't have authority. I had employees who worked for me, but they didn't have keys to the door. But when I had a supervisor that worked for me, they had authority, and I gave them keys.
Amen.
God will not give the keys to anyone that doesn't have the authority to do the job.
Amen.
The bride of Christ is here with the authority to do the job.
Amen.
Brother Branham said that he gave the keys. Whatsoever you bind. Now listen to that. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth, that's the divine revelation of the Word made flesh. We talked this morning on the Son of Man. And the Son of Man is the fullness of the Word made flesh.
Amen.
Nobody could do what we have to do in this day until this hour. We have not had the Son of Man since the day that Jesus was here. Brother Branham said that Jesus said, "You'll long for one of the days of the Son of Man." And he said, there's only been 2 days. And one was in the day of Jesus Christ. And the other is at the end time, at the last day, according to Luke 17, when the Son of Man is revealed on the scene again. Now the bride knows where the Son of Man is, and she knows who the Son of Man is, because he has been revealed again at the end time.
Amen.
Now he said, that's the divine revelation of the Word made flesh. If it was flesh in the day by the Son, the groom, it'll be flesh today by the bride. See? Whosoever sins you remit, to them they're remitted. Whosoever sins you retain, to them they are retained. We almost don't realize the importance of revelation. We don't hardly realize the importance of us having what we have. We know that Jesus can retain and he can loose and he can bind and he can do all those things. But we don't look at ourselves as having that same authority. But we do have that same authority.
Amen.
When the Son of Man is on the scene, he retains, he looses, he binds. He tells who can go, who and who can't go. Remember when Jesus was there, there were disciples, and some of them wanted to follow him, and Jesus said, "Come, follow me." And there were some disciples that come to Jesus and want to follow him. He said, "No, you go home." Jesus had the authority to tell who was going and who was not going.
Amen.
At the end time, the Son of Man ministry in the bride,
Amen.
We have that authority to say who can go and who can't go.
Amen.
We have the authority to bind and to loose.
Right.
You say, well, only Jesus can forgive sin. Yes, Jesus can forgive sin, but so can the bride. Because she is the feminine part
Amen.
Of Jesus.
Amen.
When I'm dealing with my household chores and things that I have to do around the house, I don't have to write all the checks. I don't have to pay all the bills. I'm on the other side of the world. My wife is at home right now. And she can write a check and pay any bill she wants to because her name is on the checkbook.
Amen.
Anything that I have access to, she has access to. If she wants to pay a bill, she doesn't have to check with me and have me sign the check. She can sign it for herself because a husband and wife are one. And whatever authority the husband has is the same authority that the wife has. And any authority that Jesus has, he's given it also to the bride. So we have the authority to bind and to loose. We say, well, we were talking yesterday about the claiming your loved ones. And people were wondering, how can you claim your loved ones? If you have the authority, you can claim your loved ones.
Amen.
But you have to be born again.
Amen.
If you're not born again, you can't even claim yourself. But if you're born again, God has given you the checkbook to write the check for whatever you want, whatever you need. You say, I can write it for whatever you need. God is the owner of it all.
Amen.
And we have not because we ask not.
Right.
And a lot of times we say, oh, I want my loved ones with me. But then we're afraid to take them because we don't think we have that authority. Only Jesus can say who gets to go to heaven. Well, who do you think you are? You are Mrs. Jesus,
Amen.
The bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And you just think about Esther. When she was standing in there with the king. And Esther walked in and she did something that no one was supposed to be able to do. No one approaches the king without the king giving permission to do so.
Amen.
Esther walked in after talking to Mordecai. And Mordecai told her, for this very cause were you raised up. So you go do what you need
Amen.
To do to save your people.
Amen.
And she walked in to where she shouldn't have walked in. She approached the king the way she shouldn't have approached the king. And this bride are doing the exact same thing in the hour that we're living in. We shouldn't be able to approach the king, but we can.
Amen.
We can approach the king. And when she approached the king, he said, I'll give you up to half my kingdom. I'll give it to you, whatever you want.
Amen.
But see, had she not approached him, she would have never gotten anything.
Amen.
And this bride, it's ours to ask. It's
Amen.
Ours to possess.
Amen.
It's ours to claim. And if we don't claim it, it's not the groom's fault. It's not his fault. He's told us to write the check.
Amen.
He's told us to claim your loved ones. He's told us to bind and loose.
Amen.
He said that is the divine revelation right there. That's the divine revelation of the Word made flesh.
Amen.
This bride in this hour as the Son of Man is the Word made flesh.
Amen.
No less than the Word of John 1 and 1, which says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh.
Amen.
But how is it in the end? In the end was the Word, because he's Alpha and Omega.
Amen.
He's restored the Word, and the Word is here just like it was then.
Amen.
In the end was the Word. And the Word was with God. You're with God.
Amen.
And you are God.
Amen.
You say, well, I'm God. If you have the Word in you, you're no less than God because the Word is God.
Amen.
Now I'm thinking about those disciples in Luke chapter 24. I won't read the whole chapter, but just to sum up the thought, the disciples had heard about the crucifixion of Jesus. And they were walking along the way. And they were talking about Jesus. But verse 16 says in Luke chapter 24, but their eyes were holding that they should not know him. Jesus came right in their midst. And they didn't know who he was.
Amen.
Jesus came right in our midst. And we didn't know who he was.
Amen.
And then they started talking to him. And Jesus asked, what manner of communication? Asking, what's going on? What's the excitement? And they told him that Jesus had been crucified. And they said, and they asked him, and they're talking to him about it. And then in verse 19, and he said unto them, what things? And they said unto him concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet mightily in deed and word before God and all the people. They start complaining about what happened to Jesus. Because they were believers, but they weren't exposed, they weren't familiar with the Word of God. They did not know that the scriptures was being fulfilled right in front of their eyes.
Amen.
And Jesus got down here just jumping down, verse 25, and he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ had suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And here's what he did. See, this is what Jesus always does. He takes the word of God and expounds the word of God to us and gives us an understanding according to the word of God. And in verse 27 it says, and beginning at Moses, he went all the way back to Genesis.
Amen.
Went all the way to the beginning. Went back to Moses and all the prophets. And he expounded unto them in the scriptures the things concerning himself.
Amen.
He revealed himself to them.
Amen.
They believed in God, but they didn't understand God.
Right.
And they hadn't heard how all these things were supposed to come to pass in the hour that they were living in. How much like that are we today? When we come to the hour that we're living in, we come out of Pentecost, out of Baptist, out of Catholic, out of the world, out of different walks of life. And we were just as blind that as they were, not knowing what the scriptures were saying was supposed to happen in this day. And then Jesus came through some minister, through some prophet, through somebody, and started expounding the word of God to you. And as he expounded the word of God to you, your eyes were open and you beheld who he really was.
Amen.
Just as much as they were on the road there, they were talking about Jesus, but they didn't know him. And Jesus walked up to them and started expounding and talking about himself.
Amen.
And in the hour that we're living in, Jesus has come on the scene and start expounding the word about himself.
Amen.
About Malachi 4, about Luke 17:30, about Matthew 17, about Revelation 10. He started explaining these scriptures to us, and we who were blinded and didn't understand or could see, after the word come together, he comes and quickens that word to you, and then your eyes were open, and now you know who you are.
Amen.
Now you know the hour that you're living in. Now you're no longer in darkness about what was supposed to happen at the end time.
Amen.
We wondered about whether these scriptures were going to come to pass. But God sent us a prophet who came and expounded all. He started at Moses and went all the way through Revelation and expounded on the scriptures in such a way that we now have a clear understanding of who we are.
Amen.
Flesh and blood didn't reveal this unto us. It was God who revealed it to us. The disciples didn't know who he was until he opened the word. And here we are, that we got down to the place when Jesus was sitting there talking to the disciples, and he was trying to explain to them what the problem was. And over in Mark chapter 7, don't have to turn there, but he said, well, Isaiah the prophet said of you hypocrites, as it is written, the people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. People are going to church. They're actually trying to serve God. They're trying to serve the same God you're serving.
Amen.
But their lips says it, but their hearts are far from him. When it comes to the word and the word is spoken, they don't want to hear the word. When you tell them that God promised to send a prophet, they don't want a prophet. When they start breaking the scriptures down, they don't want to hear the scriptures. They don't want to understand the word of God. Howbeit in vain, Jesus said, do they worship me, teaching for the doctrines and the commandments of men. You can go to church and you can be just as holy as you want to be. And if your church is preaching commandments of men, their doctrines, God is not obligated to quicken that. The church
Amen.
Was built by God revealing his word to you. And if you don't have the word of God in your church, then God is not going to quicken anything to you. Thank God for real men of God who will preach you, thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Thank God that, see, God can't even do what he did for Peter, reveal the word until the word is preached. The Bible says, how can you preach except you be sent? Everybody is not sent of God.
Amen.
And they'll preach you their dogmas, they'll preach you their creeds, but they won't bring you the word of God. And if they don't bring you the word of God, God has nothing to work with.
Amen.
As you might be a good person,
God.
But you may be so full of tradition that God cannot even help you himself.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus said, in vain do they worship me, teaching for the doctrines, the commandments of men, for laying aside the commandments of God, putting away the message of the hour, putting away God that's on the scene in I am present tense right in front of them, putting those commandments away, yet holding to the traditions of men as a washing of pots and cups and many other such like things ye do. You put away the word of God and you take traditions of men and call that something that God wants as a sacrifice. Many people today are celebrating Easter Sunday and they're going to the temples and they're going to the churches and they're going to wherever they're serving God, and they're using the tradition of men to try to satisfy a need that they cannot match. And here we are in a little place that maybe they don't even hardly know is here, but God's word is going forth right here in this place today. And God will be in here revealing himself to the people of God, and they'll be out there serving the doctrines and commandments of men. And it's all in vain. And he said unto them, full well ye reject the commandments of God, that ye may keep your own tradition. Men like tradition. I even find it with preachers in this message. They like tradition. And when you break those traditions, it's hard because they want to put their old ideas on this message. And Amen. You can't bring anything. Brother Brown says you can't put new wine in old bottles.
That's right. Amen.
You can't bring your denominational tradition over here. Amen. God is not going to quicken that denominational tradition. Amen. You said, well, we always use the candles in the church and we always pray to statues and saints and all these things. We may have done all these things. You cannot bring that over here because God will not quicken that. He'll only quicken his word.
Amen.
And his word only came by the prophet.
Amen.
So if you don't accept the prophet, you cannot have the word.
Amen.
And if you can't have the word, you can't have the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And if you can't have the Holy Ghost, you can't have the life of Christ living in you.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the way that works.
Amen.
Now, the church world turned down the revival for creeds. They had their church. They had their traditions. They had their form of godliness. Jesus said, form of godliness, but denying the power or the revelation thereof. We're sitting here with the pure word of God. A clear understanding. The Holy Ghost is in this place today.
Amen.
And as the word is going forth, he's quickening it to you. He's quickening it to you. He's changing lives, changing hearts. That's what the Holy Ghost does. Now, over in Revelation chapter 10, 1 through 4, we know it. You don't have to turn there. The revival came to the bride at the end time as a promise. We were promised at the end time, according to Revelation 10, to have the revival of the word brought back to us. In Revelation 5, that book, that little book that was in his hand, he had to take that book and open it, and he opened those seals and sent those words down here as revelation to the bride of Jesus
Amen.
Christ. And when the word in Revelation 10 came down here, it was in the hands of the prophet. It was given to him by the heavenly angel. Brother Branham said that that earthly angel and that heavenly angel was going to be on the earth at the same
Amen.
Time, that he was going to bring that word down here because the seals were not opened by Brother Branham.
No.
So people say they weren't. No.
Amen.
Brother Branham was not worthy to open the seals.
Amen.
No man was worthy to open the seals. Jesus Christ had to open the seals himself. The same one that closed them is the same one that had to open them. And Jesus had to open the seals himself. But what he did in Revelation 10 and verse 1, that mighty angel came down to earth. We're looking for God to do something up here in heaven somewhere. God's not up in heaven somewhere. That, according to chapter 8, there was silence in heaven by the space of a half an hour because God himself brought the word himself down
Amen.
To the bride.
Amen.
He's not up in heaven somewhere.
Amen.
He's down here revealing the full word to the bride of Jesus Christ. And the bride now has a revival. She's now, people are looking for a revival and they're thinking it's going to be some great big show. But the revival is the word of God revealed to you personally. The fullness of the word in you is the revival.
Amen.
Brother Branham said, in the end time sign, said there's a revival going on. What is it? A sowing. You don't hear very much of Billy Graham no more, do you? What about Earl? What about the rest of them? You know, the great revival fire is not burning. What is it? It's the end time seed sign. The word has been sown. What is it? Denominations will reap denominations. It makes them confederate themselves together. But the word of God has been sown also. And when the Spirit of God begins to fall, the word of God will live in the people. Because the word is here, and because God have a fivefold ministry to preach this word, when you hear the word becomes one with you as you agree with the word of God.
Amen.
As the Holy Ghost reveals it to you, you and the word become one.
Amen.
You don't have to depend on anybody else then. You're not waiting on the church to get a revelation. It's not a church revelation. It's a revelation between you and God.
Amen.
God personally revealing himself to you.
Amen.
But the word of God has been sown also. And when the Spirit of God begins to fall, the word of God will live in the people. And that false bride that's committed adultery out there and brought herself into creeds and sold out her birthright will reap what? A confederation of church. That's to be bound and burned like the thorns and thistles. But where the word of God has been sowed into the people's heart, it will reap a bride for Christ as certain as I'm standing here. It's an end time sign. The very presence of the bride of Christ on the earth is an end time sign that he is wrapping this thing up.
Amen.
You say, well, I don't see a lot of this and I don't see a lot of that. I see the bride and I see her around the world. And I see her receiving the word of God according to what the prophet brought. And I see her submitting herself to the word 100%. And that is a sign that God is about to wrap this thing up.
Amen.
That's an end time sign. I won't talk about that Welsh revival. We know what happened. They went looking for the Welsh revival, and he told them the revival was in himself. And if you're looking for the revival today, where are we going to find it? If the bride's revival is here, where are you going to find it? It's got to be in you. And if the word of God is in you, that revival is in you, that quickening power, the same thing that Jesus said he was going to build his church on, is alive and well in you. And nobody can tell you you're not the bride.
Yes.
Nobody can tell you that you can't go. Nobody can, because you know for yourself what has happened to you.
Amen.
You know for yourself that God personally has come and spoken to you. And they say, well, I don't know. I don't see this. I don't see that. It doesn't matter what you see or what you don't see. I know for myself that I'm the bride of Jesus Christ, that God has personally dealt with
me.
He's revealed himself to me, and I am ready, just as ready for the rapture as anybody. People think that head knowledge and learning a lot of things is what brings them an understanding, but it's not about how much you know. It's not about how smart you are. It's not about how many quotes you can quote and how many scriptures you can quote. It's about God personally revealing himself to you and you and he becoming one. The final voice to the final age is going to be in the bride. And the voice that she's going to have is the same voice of the groom. She's going to have the same word, the same message, the same thing. The Spirit and the bride say, come. It's going to be our call. It's going to happen because the bride says it's time to go. You say, well, I'm ready to go now. But a son does nothing until the father first shows him.
Amen.
We're waiting on the rapture, and it's only because we're waiting on God to tell us when. We're not trying to get a revelation to say, okay, now I believe it. No, I believe it. You know, Brother Brown said, We believe it now. Let it happen. Let it manifest. All we're waiting on now, this bride, she has recognized God is on the scene. She's recognized the Son of Man is on the scene, that the Word has been made flesh in your flesh. See, that's what you got to say. I can't say that for you. I can't talk for you, and you can't talk for me. But the Word of God has to be made flesh in your flesh. And then when you walk the earth, you're the Word of God to the people. When they look at you, they see the Word of God made flesh. They say, well, I don't know if they recognize it. Most people won't, because most people can't see God. Amen. When Jesus was here, they didn't recognize him either. They crucified him because they didn't know who he was. Nice. And the same way it is in this day. Everybody's not going to recognize who you are. But the question is, do you recognize who you are? Amen. Do you know who you are? Do you know that you are the scripture for your day?
Amen.
That God has personally revealed himself to you.
Amen.
That you could say, thou art the Christ, because you've seen him manifested in your day.
Amen.
That you've seen him come and talk to you personally, make himself known to you personally. My life is his. He can do with it what he wants. It's no longer I, is what the scripture says, but it's Christ that liveth in me now.
Amen.
It's Christ that liveth in you. But what's living in you? It's the Word that's living in you.
Amen.
People don't understand how important it is to get the Word of God. Brother Branham said, people don't understand the importance of revelation. All revelation. Because when you get the revelation, you're actually getting God moving in you.
Amen.
So now when you walk, God walks. When you
Amen.
Live, God lives.
Amen.
When you move, God moves.
Amen.
When you bind, God binds.
Amen.
When you loose, God looses.
Amen.
Whatever you say, when you say to this mountain, be moved, it'll move. That's what God wanted to do. He wanted to put himself in his bride. All that God was, Brother Branham said, he poured into Christ.
Amen.
And all
Amen.
That Christ was, Brother Branham said, he poured into the bride.
Amen.
And the bride now is the final voice, because she has the Word of God.
Amen.
She knows what to do
Amen.
With the Word of God.
Amen.
She's not guessing about this. She has thus saith the Lord,
Amen.
Or she'll keep still.
That's right.
If we don't have the day of the rapture, we won't try to force it. We'll
Amen.
Wait for God to
Amen.
Bring it on
Amen.
According to his Word.
Amen.
Because just like he revealed everything else to us, the rapture is just another revelation.
Amen.
You say, well, it is? It is no difference than a healing. It is no difference than a revelation. It's just God quickening his Word as he wants it to come to pass. When God wants his Word to come to pass in you, he quickens it.
Amen.
When he wants the revelation to come to pass in you, he will quicken it.
Amen.
We're here, we're believers, we believe the Word of God, but we're waiting on him, because we know that he knows exactly the day and hour that our body will change.
Amen.
But until then, I'm going to be a witness. I'll be on the earth. I'll be the final voice. I'll be the spirit and the bride say, come.
Amen.
I'll tell them to come out of her, my people.
Amen.
I'll fulfill Luke 17 and 30. I'll be the last final voice to the final age.
Amen.
I'll be the Son of Man ministry to this generation.
Amen.
I'll be the Word made flesh.
Amen.
I'll be all those things Hallelujah. Because I know who I am.
Amen.
Listen to what Brother Branham said. One more quote and I'm going to close. Look, Christ in you makes him the center of life of the revelation. See? Christ's life in you makes him the center of the revelation. Christ in the Bible makes the Bible the complete revelation of Christ. Christ in you makes you the complete revelation of the whole thing. That's who you
Amen.
Are. See? What God, see what God's trying to do? What is the new birth then? See, this is what we need to ask. Because you need to find out whether this has happened to you.
Amen.
What is the new birth then, you ask, you say? Well, Brother Branham, what is the new birth? It is the revelation of Jesus Christ personally to you.
Amen.
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 See, not you join this church.
No.
It's not enough to just to have this pastor. Not enough to just know, brother, you can't just know the pastor. You can't just be in a group of people and call yourself a congregation And not you joined this church. You shook a hand. You've done something different. You said a creed. You promised to live by a code of rules. But Christ, the Bible, he is the word that was revealed to you. And no matter what anybody says, what takes place, it's Christ. Pastor, priest, whatever it might be, it's Christ in you. That's the revelation that the church was built upon.
Amen.
That's the hour that we're living in. We are recognizing God in skin.
Yes.
You have to recognize him in your pastor before you can get him in you. Because it's a son of man revealing the son of man.
Amen.
And you can't get a revelation on your own.
Amen.
You have to be a part of the body. The fivefold ministry was put together for the body for the perfecting of the saints.
Amen.
Until we all come to the unity of the faith. What is the unity of the faith? Christ in you,
Amen.
The hope of glory.
Amen.
And you can't do this on your own.
Amen.
You can't get it by yourself. You must come to the house of God.
Amen.
It's not
Amen.
Enough to sit at home and say, I'm a believer. A believer will gather where the house is.
Amen.
Because where the carcass is,
Amen.
There the eagles will be gathered together.
Amen.
You will come to church.
Amen.
You will be a believer.
Amen.
You will say amen to every word
amen.
That proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Amen.
You say, where is the mouth of God? Right now, the mouth
amen.
Of God is right
amen.
Here. But when the man of God is before you preaching the word of God, that is the mouth of God.
Amen.
And that mouth of God will speak the word of God. And when he speaks
amen.
The word of God, you're obligated as the bride to say amen to every word.
Amen.
It's not even an option. You don't even have a choice. The bride will, Brother Branham said, turn quickly to the word.
Amen.
When the word is spoken, I automatically say amen to it. Because I and my Father are
amen.
One.
Amen.
I and the word are one.
Amen.
When you talk about the word, you're talking about me.
Amen.
So I agree with every word.
Amen.
And the believers will agree with every word.
Amen.
And that's what the new birth is.
Amen.
It's a clear understanding. If you're sitting here today and you have a clear understanding of the Word of God, you are born again.
Amen.
Amen.
You say, but I have problems. If you believe the Word of God and you have a clear understanding, you are born again.
Amen.
You say, I need to pick this up. I need to do that. I need to give this. No. If you have a clear understanding and you are born again by the word of God, then everything else will be added unto you.
Yes.
Don't live in fear.
Amen.
And don't worry about what anybody else thinks about
Amen.
You.
Amen.
You know you're a son or a daughter of God.
Amen.
You know that God is dealing with you personally.
Amen.
Every time you come to the house, God talks to you. Some people, you know that old saying where they said, Brother Branham went and preached, and he said that two fellas went to hearings, and when they got out of the church, one brother said, I didn't like it at all. And the brother's like, what's wrong? And he said, well, he called me a buzzard. And the other brother said, well, that's funny, because he called me an eagle. See, it's not about everybody. Some people cannot receive the word of God.
That's right.
This isn't for everybody.
Amen.
It's only for the elect.
Amen.
And the elect will receive the word.
Amen.
And the elect will have the word in them because they will take the word in. They will amen every word that
amen.
Proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Amen.
And they will walk right down the path
right.
to glory.
Amen.
Recognizing God, it's a personal revelation
amen.
Between you and God.
Right.
And nobody, no pastor, no priest can tell you you can't go. Brother Childress used to preach so hard that I would think one day, I'm such a rascal, he's going to throw me out of the church. But then I said to myself, if he throws me out of the church, I'll sneak back in the back door and sit on the back row because I need the word of God.
Amen.
And before he can run down the aisle to get me, I'll run out. But I have to have the word.
Amen.
You have to have the word.
Amen.
That's a believer's heart. They love the truth. The problem with the world is that they have no love for the truth.
That's right.
We recognize God. We recognize that it's a personal revelation.
Amen.
And I'm going to heaven if everybody in this message think I'm not going. That's how personal it has to be
Amen.
With you.
Amen.
It's a personal relationship between you and God, and nobody can tell you otherwise.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you this afternoon to be able to come and say a few words to your congregation here and your believers. Father, we don't want Satan to wrestle us around with whether we're a believer or not. We love the word. We've recognized you. You broke yourself down and let yourself known to us in such a way that I clearly see you. My eyes are open and I know the hour that I'm living in now. And it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks or says. Doesn't matter whether they think I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy. Lord, you made me worthy. It's by your stripes that I'm healed. It's by you took the stripes that I could go. And Father, as we talk to the people here today, let each one examine ourselves and make sure, as the scripture says, that we are in the faith. That we're not taking for granted that we're sitting in a good church or we have a good pastor. But Lord, that you personally has walked these aisles and revealed yourself to me. Let it be clear to us, Lord, so much so that nobody, no problem. Lord, we can be just like Romans 8 said, nothing should be able to separate us from the love of Jesus. No, nothing present, nothing come, no height nor depth or any other creature should be able to separate us from you. And Lord, that's the way I feel this afternoon. Nothing's going to stop me from fulfilling the word that I'm ordained to in this hour. And I know who I am. I know what you've done and called me. I know you've revealed yourself to me. And Father, I will stand strong when everything else falls and crumbles around me. Thank you for this congregation. Thank you for our pastor here opening his doors. I ask you to just continue to strengthen him and let him preach, thus saith the Lord, to the congregation
Amen.
So that the word can be quickened to their hearts.
Amen.
Let him put aside everything that's not like you,
Amen.
Every thought, every creed,
yes,
every
Lord.
Dogma,
Amen.
And let him go right down the middle of the road with the revelation
Amen.
So that he can be a powerhouse, a voice of God
Amen.
To this community, and so that the bride that is sitting in this building can hear the word of God
Amen.
Unadulterated and become one with it.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Becoming one with you is what it's all about. We thank you, Father. Ask you to bless this church, bless this city, because this church is in this city. Have your way with us, body. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Church, Lord, sa kanila. Amen. Patuloy sila may bless, Lord God. Hallelujah. Patuloy ang kanilang ministry, Lord God. Sila ay patuloy na umiikot, Lord. Preaching the word sa every churches, Lord God. I pray, Lord, that inatin sila, Panginoon. At patuloy na patnubayan din sila, Panginoon Diyos, sa kanilang paglalakbay. Hallelujah. Patuloy na dalihin itong kalakasan, Lord God, for the edifying of the body, for the work of the ministry. Hallelujah. For the perfecting of the saints. Hallelujah. And I believe in that day you will know that I'm in the Father, the Father is in me, I am you, Lord
yes.
God. And this is the final voice for the final age, for the bride. Hallelujah. Na ngayon, Lord, ay nasa amin, Lord, ang kapangyarihan. We have not saved the Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Lord, for being so good to us. We're so blessed, hallelujah, sa mensahe na ibibigay mo sa amin na patuloy na nagbibigay ng strength, Lord God, and faith, hallelujah, sa amin, Lord God. I pray na patuloy mo kaming patnubayan sa mundong ito, Lord. Ingatan kami sa mundong ito sa bawat gawa, Lord God, ng bagay ng sanlibutan ito, Lord. But always doing your perfect will, Lord Jesus Christ. And then all the glory and honor ay maibalik sa iyo, Panginoon Diyos. Salamat, Lord, sa iyong kabutihan at sa aming pag-uwi mamaya, Lord God. Going to Bicol, hallelujah, ng ibang mga pastor. Ingatan mo kami sa biyahe. Namin mamayang gabi, at sumayag ang alis namin, at ilayo mo kami sa anumang uri ng disgrasya at kapamakan, Lord. Guide us, Lord, at hanggang makarating kami sa Bicol. Amen. At magkaroon din kami ng bahagi dyan to strengthen the brethren ng Bicol, Panginoong Diyos. And also, Pastor Nate and all the brother na punta rin ng flight nila mamaya, 5 a.m. I believe. Ingatan niyo ang kanilang flight, Lord. Pasubayan sila, Panginoong Diyos. Makarating din sila ng safe, Lord God, sa Bicol, Panginoong Diyos. Salamat, Lord, sa mensahe mo mula kanilang umaga until this afternoon, Lord. Tunay, Lord God, na ang iyong pagpapala, the fresh manna from above, ay patuloy mong binubuhos sa amin.